Hey, everyone. Hoping everyone is good. Hoping everyone is great. Listen, I cleaned up my house today. I just had to share that because I cleaned up my house, watered my plants, washed the clothes, did the dishes, mopped the whole nine. And then I turned on or lit my candle, and my candle is candling. And when I say it's giving a whole vibe in my room of plants, yo, I feel ecstatic. Okay. I just wanted to share that because I know some of y'all, when you get that moment to do a thorough cleaning and the house is smelling like it needs a smell, whoo, that's a whole thing. So I feel like I just started off my week great. And I'm feeling good, as you could tell. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I want to go into something. I don't want this to be heavy. I want it to be light. But I want to go into something that I was thinking about as I was cleaning today. And I was thinking about progress. In the moment, I was thinking about the progress that I made of cleaning my house, you know, because I touched on every room. But the progress that we have in life, some that we don't recognize and some that we do, right? Now, as I was mopping the floor, I was thinking of the ideas. Y'all, I didn't even write it down. I needed to, but I felt like I could do this a solid one. Because something about progress shows us the beginning to the present to the end. And there is satisfaction there. I want to share something with you. Something that I experienced in my own life. I shared many times before, I am an introvert. I like to stay to myself. I do things by myself. I hate group activities. Okay. Always hated them. I can get it done by myself. I'm that person. I stepped out of my comfort zone. And this will be, let's say, the last 5 months. In no way am I bubbly to each and every individual. Someone's outlook or perspective of me would be that I am very reserved, standoffish, and I don't give the nicest face. I have a resting bee face out of this world. People will come to me, and those who joke, they'll be like, oh, just smile. I'm like, oh, I'm smiling inside. You really don't understand. But my face tells something different. But I've come through progression as far as a person because I've always been closed in. And a lot of opportunities have come to pass with speaking engagements. And I don't know if I shared this on one of the podcast episodes, but I remember the reoccurring dream of standing on a stage talking to women. And that was a nightmare for me because, listen, I don't speak out loud, not to a whole bunch of people. And I have anxiety. And so that is my greatest anxiety, which would cause so much fear, trepidation, and the shakes. And God has really been equipping me with the strength, the endurance, and also self-empowerment for myself to step onto stages and speak. That's my progression as of now. But if I think of the totality of my life, oh my gosh, the way God has really led my life, and I allowed Him to lead my life and to help me to heal parts that were so fractured. I shared in, oh my goodness, it was episodes away about some of the things that I struggled with as a child, as a teenager, and as a woman. And I'll go through three. I don't know if I got into, I know I spoke about them, but I don't know how deep I got into them. Can't remember. But as a child, I was struggling with self-identity. As a child, I learned that I was adopted. And the realization of having two sets of parents scared me. And I kept that a secret until my teenage years when I asked my mother, was I adopted? That was a whole scenario. My mother was very angry and upset with me. She wasn't ready to have that conversation. And when we did have the conversation, she came up with a story about my biological mother that I believed for all of my life until 2017, and I found my birth siblings. And then in my teenage years, it was about self-acceptance, because I had came off of not knowing my identity as a little girl. I also grew to view and look at other families and their family dynamics, and I didn't know who I was as a teenager. I didn't know my place in the world. And again, the exasperating situation between my mom and I really didn't make me feel confident as a young girl being a mother. My mother was very old school, and I now understand that that was just who she was. But as far as having conversations about relationships, I mean, you know, yes, I was young, but even mentioning it, you already knew no boys, right? I remember when, you know, I got my period for the first time, and my mother stayed away from talking about that. I remember she rented a video from the library and made me watch about the menstrual cycle. I identified them that my mother was not one to have talks. She was raising a young girl to be a woman someday, but my mother was not equipped with giving me what I needed. And so I also watched my mother be in an abusive relationship with a man, and I knew what not to do and what I didn't want. But I also, it also questioned me a little bit, because my mother was a very strong woman, but I saw that she allowed a man to bring her down. And then in my adulthood, I got married at 21. Love was, child, it was confetti and glitter and all that good stuff, and it was a natural high. And to be honest, in all honesty, I found myself marrying early because I wanted somebody to love me, and that is the honest to God truth. And then I had my children. I had three boys by 27. I was dedicated to being a mom, dedicated to being a wife. I was going full speed. My kids were in sports. I was that mom, always, you know, trying to be there for my children in any activity that I possibly could, be the cheerleader. And then I started my business, my photography business, at 29. Everything was going great. And then I remember in my mid-30s, there was an abrupt, like, decline. I began to question my purpose, my life. I began to question who I was. Who did I mean to the people around me? My husband, my children, my friends. And then at 38, my mother and my brother passed in 2020. Yes, I was 37 going on 38. Mm-hmm. And my life took a plummet. I went through depression. I was trying to grieve. I couldn't handle it. I was outside of myself. I was different. My immediate family, my boys and my husband, quickly recognized it. I was battling with myself. And I realized as well, throughout the whole marriage, my husband would tell me, "You shut down so quickly," but I would handle things in my own way. I didn't always have, you know, I didn't have anyone to talk to. So I always relied on me. But when that moment came, I really shut down. The world went blank to me, and I really lost who I was. I remember coming out of it and seeing some of the light. I had, you know, began to pick back up activities with the kids. I began to kind of dibble and dabble in some of the things that I enjoyed. I was taking more clients because I kind of cleared off my schedule to one or two people a day. It was crazy. Wow, the journey. I remember how low I had gotten. I had lost weight. Wow. Yeah, I remember that I had lost weight. Ooh. I was just not myself. So anyway, I began to see the light of day. Began to pick things back up. And I was starting to feel sure of myself. I re-enrolled back in college, got my degree, started school again, and I started to feel some kind of healthy functionality. I was reading more. I was trying to figure out the why and the who. And then in between that time, I didn't mention that years before my mother and my brother passed away, I met my biological brothers and sisters, which was the most exciting moment for me. But it also brung into the craziness of what I was dealing with in my mid-30s, trying to identify and understand who I was. So anyway, fast forward, I'm here now. And when I think about the progression, me personally, how I was operating as a person who relied on self, who was holding so many things back, who didn't know how to communicate healthy and say what was on my mind. I think even now, I'm so much better. But back then, I was the go-to, and I allowed anyone to come and talk to me for hours. And you know what's crazy is, even though they was receiving what they would always tell me as their therapy, it was mine as well. Because many people that I was talking to didn't even know that some of the things they were talking to me about was some of the same things that I was going through in my life. And so it was self-therapy for me. Now, how can I give all of this advice and all of this, what they perceive as wisdom, and I can't use it on myself? You know, it's an oxymoron of sorts. It happens to the best of us. I thought about my progression. I thought about how in that instance, from 2020 to 2023, how I was really doing the hard work. How I was really reading more just spiritual books, my Bible, how I was tuning into myself. And listen, people, you know, they go on a healing journey for years. And I did. And I went hard, because for whatever reason or whatever happened, something just clicked in me. And I realized that I didn't want to be the person that I had felt when I was at the bottom of the pit. And I began to really intentionally alter some things about me that I recognized unhealthy. Because again, I was learning these terms in psychology and counseling. And I was like, that's me. I was checking myself left and right. That's me. I can be stubborn. Yes. I can hold things in. Yes. I can take on too much. That's me. Sometimes I can be a pushover. Yep. It's hard for me to tell people no. Yep. When I began to implement things in my life that were going to take me to the next level, there was something like surety that came when I crossed the line. Because the things that I was dealing with, or I had dealt with, or some of the problems that I had, characteristic flaws or behavioral flaws, I was clicking. Yes, this is me. And I was accomplishing, because even my children, listen, when it comes to my niche, you know, the people that I love oh so much, family means everything to me. I adore my three boys. They are so different in their personalities. But one thing about boys, honey, they gonna tell their mamas the truth. And my boys are raw with me. And so they would see the change in me, and they would also encourage me. They seen their mom at the lowest point, and they wanted her to come out. So also having support from my children and my husband telling me things are different, it's looking good for you, that's when the self-esteem started to pick up for myself. I could identify now who I was now at the age of 40 at that time. I knew who I was. I was ever evolving, but baby, I wasn't coming off nothing. I think about the progression, even when you think about it in your life. I know sometimes, like, we go back to the moments where it's oh so bad. But do you ever think about the moments where it was oh so bad and God took you higher? He got you out of that situation and you progressed. Even your money issues. Listen, ooh, at 21, baby, I ain't know what to do with no money. Because here I am, a 21-year-old woman. No college education. I could only get the jobs that I could. My husband was doing the best that he could, so we were juggling change, you know. And then at 27 still, like, we, you know, I'm learning. He's a little older than me, but I'm learning. I'm trying to juggle. I'm trying to manage three kids. And then to think about it, like, my first two kids were like a year and a half apart, baby. We got one in diapers. And one, we trying to get out of diapers so they can walk, so we can have more money. So even in your monetary situation, where you at one time was paycheck to paycheck, and now you got that increase of a job or a position, and now you can afford to get something in place of what that deficit was and still be good. That's progression. Or when you went from a situation with someone, right, and you let them run over you, that could be a friendship or an intimate partnership. You let a person run over you, take your pride, take everything from you. And now in a healthy relationship, either with yourself or with someone else, and you're not going through the same thing, because listen, you learn how to establish your boundaries or what you won't do and what you will do. You learned and you progressed. Even as us as individuals, you know, you may have clubbed or went out and that ain't the life no more. You may have been out in the wilderness and you find yourself in a church praising God every Sunday or Wednesday or whenever the doors of the church are open. The progression of health, you know, we don't talk a lot about this, but weight loss. Maybe you had a hard relationship with food. And woke up one day and said, I want better for my life. I want better for my health and the people around me. And you lost the weight. Progression. And the thing about progression, what's behind it is the willingness to do. And I mean the willingness to do with intentionality, not just saying I'm going to do it, but I'm going to really go forth and do it, because something on the other side is calling you there. It's something that you've seen as a bigger picture that called you for progression. I always say this, and this is the truth. If you ain't progressing, you ain't growing. And I just rather not stay stifled in my life. And I don't want to see the people around me being stifled as well. Because I feel like if we sit for a moment and we're idle, we'll always stay there. You don't want to do anything differently. That's just like, you know, all of us have a lazy family member, somebody that don't work or just is, you know, not doing what they need to do. They don't want to get a job. You know, they have an addiction to drugs and it makes them just stagnant, lazy. And as much as you try to help that person, they're going to rely on what makes them comfortable, absolutely nothing. And so if you stay stifled and stagnant for a moment, you're risking a lifetime. And so for me and for y'all, I don't want y'all there. Let's think about our progression. And even on the most minimal, y'all, you know, I think we don't give ourselves enough kudos, maybe because we want to be humble and humble ourselves. But how do you know how to celebrate if you won't give yourself the chance to celebrate? How do you know when to hoorah when you muffle the celebration moment each time? I've learned in this life, listen, everything doesn't have to be celebrated out loud and, you know, the social media streets. But as long as you're doing it within self, as long as you are celebrating your progression, whatever that progression looks like, I don't care if, listen, you know, it's been a month and you lost a pound, baby, you lost a pound. That's progression. I don't care if, you know, you had a goal to read 10 books in a month and you only read one. That's progression. It was one more book than you read. If your progression looks like you was holding on to wounds and you showed up in parenting as the afflicted child and you decided that your intentional thing to do was to be more of a gentle parent. That's progression. Anything that ignites and change for the good is progression. Well, I hope the episode was helpful. Thinking about it as I'm cleaning today and thinking about just the great things that progression provides us with. If you are new, you can catch me here at Seasoned Dialogue with Lisa Marie, podcast episodes. And if you are privy to Instagram and TikTok, I am present there, season_dialogue. And also, I am on YouTube. I think what I'm going to do is combine some of these episodes and YouTube episodes together, so you'll have an audio and a visual form as well. And I'm thankful for every single person who taps in, every single person who sends a message or email. It does mean the world to me, and I try to respond back as quickly as I possibly can. I have some speaking events this year that I have booked. I will be in Texas. I will be in Canada. I'm excited about that. And I'll be in Atlanta. And if you are listening and you are inquiring about booking information or booking me, you can email me at seasondialogue@gmail.com. And if you have merchandise, if you sell something, if you, whatever it is, y'all send me an email. I'm always up for assisting and helping other people in their journey. Again, I'm a small business owner. I know how hard it gets. And I just believe in helping people. So definitely hit me up if you have products. I'll feature them in my YouTube videos or on Instagram or TikTok. You just let me know and we'll make it work. All right. Love y'all. Be good. Until the next time. Love, Lisa Marie.